In a joint appearance with Ukraine's President Poroshenko, Vice President Biden called Russian action in Ukraine a flagrant violation that also goes against a September peace deal.
We've seen more provocative actions, more blatant disregard for the agreement that was signed not long ago by Russia.
The United States and other Western powers have accused Russia of backing pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine with weapons and troops. The United States has restricted its help to Ukraine to non-lethal aid, such as body armor and vehicles. But the question of defensive lethal assistance to Ukraine has never been off the table, says Deputy National Security Advisor Tony Blinken.
It remains on the table. It's something that we're looking at.
Blinken told a Senate panel that Russia's actions in Ukraine warrant a stronger response.
I believe that given the serious Russian violations of the agreement that they signed, the Minsk Accord, that one element that could hopefully get them to think twice and deter them from further action is strengthening the capacity of the Ukrainian forces, including with defensive lethal equipment.
Blinken appears to have support for his position. Ukraine needs to defend itself, says Republican Congressman Steve Stockman.
The photographs, if you see what is happening, is abhorrent, and people that look at them can't even look at what's happening. And yet, we stand silent. You cannot defend a nation without defensive weapons.
But Russia-Ukraine researcher Keith Darden says the Ukrainian government's problem lies more with its internal organization rather than its military hardware.
Strengthening the Ukrainian state does not mean arming Ukraine with American weapons, because they are a weapons producer. This is not the problem for them.
Meanwhile, Russia has warned that U.S. lethal aid to Ukraine would further destabilize the country's crisis. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.